I hit record. Do you want to do your... Can you... We've been fucking with levels for a long time here, Joe. Just do something.
All right.
Yeah.
Fucking...
I hope that somebody listens to the show, listens to that thing you just did, calls you up and says, we're bringing back the fat boys and you're going to be the fat. And now we need to find a boy.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you, our listener, Ian. Good day. Good Independence Day. I'm Joe Neal and this is Jason Mark. We are the Just Becousins. We are here to celebrate America. And gay people. And gay Americans. Let's face it. America is gay. And we are so happy that we're gay.
JBC, motherfucker.
Classic. Joe is Shaq's gonna be on the show tonight. Joe?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jay.
No? Nope.
No, she's not. I invited her. She actually, I can even read you the text.
Yeah, read me the text.
I thought maybe it would be cool to have Shags on the show, and
it's always cool to have Shags on the show.
And so I said, Shaggy, are you down to be on the show this evening? We record Mondays now, because I don't know if she knows that. I said, want to do the show tonight? She said, thanks for thinking of me, but I can't tonight. We have dinner plans.
What?
Hold on. And then she said, wish I could. I miss JBC. What I need to do is text your wife back and set a day for us to record our own podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% agreed. 100%. Yeah, I miss Shags, and nothing to me says America more than hanging out with you and Shags and Ian and Tamedian and Gus and Brian and David and Janice and Lori and Nicole and Alphonse. Alphonse, you know what I'm saying?
Alphonse. Yeah,
that guy.
I miss him.
I mean, if ever there was a guy who could be Uncle Sam if he, you know, wasn't fat and had a white beard and wore the clothes and wasn't black, it would be Alphonse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would be Alphonse.
No, I'm totally with you.
So, Joe, I want to say happy 74th of July to you. Today is our 74th episode. May the 74th be with you.
Oh, well done, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Been thinking that one for a week.
I have maybe an amusing thought.
Okay, let's hear it.
So back in the day, 2017,
yeah,
when we started this shit show.
This shit show called JBC, justbecousins.net. Also on Instagram now is just_B_cousins. Yeah, go ahead.
Hit us up on JBC.net. Wait, that's not the real thing. Justbecousins.net.
Yeah, you
thank
go.
You. Leave a comment, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, we'll try, because I haven't figured out how to make it so that I can see them. But continue with your story, Kimo Sabe.
Yeah, that was a joke. But here's the thing. Yeah, we're not – you know what, Jason? The whole time I was growing up,
yeah,
I was told by my father – and by your father,
oh, really?
Both okay. of our uncles,
yeah,
that you were a genius. And actually, wow, as a small child, that made a whole lot of sense. Now, as a small child, that's easy.
Wait a minute. I can understand why your dad, being the nice guy he is, would tell you that I'm a genius. But why the fuck would my dad tell you that I'm a genius? The man has seen me, you know, he changed my dirty diapers. What? Did he really tell you that?
Yeah, and okay. Your mom did too. And well, she continues. Yeah. She continues to tell me that you're a genius.
It's a mom thing, yeah.
Yeah, but actually, I want to announce. I want to declare.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't think it's an opinion. I think that this is a fact. Like you, it's not like it's a. I think you are a genius.
Thank you.
It's not my opinion. Like, there's been tests.
There have been tests. It's true.
There have been tests, and somebody with a pencil behind their ear was looking at the results of some evaluation, and they looked up and they said, Jason Mark is a genius.
Yeah.
They said that, and they meant it. They were like, this is the results of the fucking test. Now, that doesn't mean that you aren't flawed. Certainly you are.
Oh, I have lots of flaws.
I am too. Look, geniuses are flawed. Let's face it. I just want to say, let's talk about this just for a minute.
Okay,
let's talk about this. Jason, you are a genius.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you aren't, you know, perhaps like you're troubled, or I certainly am. I am not a genius.
I think you are.
I'm troubled. I think I'm reasonably intelligent.
I think you're unreasonably intelligent, Joe, and I think you are a
genius. It's not reasonable.
No, it's not.
How intelligent I am.
It's not reasonable.
It's not reasonable.
No, it's unreasonable.
I don't find it rational. No, I don't get it.
I imagine somebody coming into Taco Bell and saying, I want a taco, and you're like, here's your taco, and they're looking at the taco going, I don't understand how this taco means so goddamn much to me, but it does. I want to eat it, but I kind of don't. I want to save it. And they look at you, and then you look at them, and they look at you, and you look at them, and they look at the taco, and you look at the taco, and then the taco looks at them, and they're like, wait, tacos can see?
And the taco looks at them? Well, you know what? I'm not sure where I was going with this, but goddamn it, here, watch this.
Okay.
Jason, you are a genius.
All right, thank you.
And with everything that comes with that, I think there's a lot of baggage. I've gotten to know you very well. I don't think being a genius is necessarily some advantage. Like, I have heard, I feel you're a genius.
You feel
and
it.
And I also understand that being a genius maybe is not, you know, all puppy dogs and ice cream.
It's not. The time. I'll tell you, it's not. In fact, I actually, because I'm a genius, made a puppy dog flavored ice cream. It was perfect.
See?
And also disgusting.
Perfect example.
Yeah. Because that's what genius is. Genius is basically the ability to create things or think of things or imagine things, which is different than thinking of things, that are 100% unnecessary at all. Like, 100%. Like, you say Shakespeare's genius or Aristotle or Mozart or what have you. And when you think about it, if the world didn't have Romeo and Juliet, if the world didn't have the piano concerto number 20 in D minor, if the world didn't have whatever Aristotle said that's famous, would we be any different? I mean, would we be in a – if the world didn't have socks, I mean, that guy who invented socks, he's not a genius. He invented fucking socks. I mean, if he hadn't invented it, somebody else would have, right?
World you mean Reginald different. B. Sox?
Reginald B.
The guy that Sox. Invented Sox?
Yeah,
he
but
was
his name,
also a genius.
Yeah, he was,
I think we should all tip our hat to that fucking guy.
Well, also, now that you mentioned
Sox?
Reginald B. Sox and Stephen R. Sox? Hats as well. Stephen R. Hats, who invented the hat. We should tip our socks to him also.
Seymour Reginald B. Sorry, I used the same name.
It's okay.
See? I am not a genius.
You're
you are.
Genius.
What I'm coming back to is,
yeah.
Am I coming back to anything?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so,
no.
Man. This is why the best shows that we do together, yeah. Jason, is when actually here. Use your genius really quick. Ready?
Use genius. Your genius. It's like Spidey sense. I'm just gonna go for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Command
just, like,
me.
Tap into it.
Yeah.
Hit start.
Yeah.
Here's your genius. Now. Backtrack and try to tell me what the fuck I was gonna say. Why did I even bring up that you were a genius? Can you track the weird tangent that I went on and bring it back and tell me where I was going with this?
Well, I think you were inspired by my saying, may the 74th be with you.
Aha! Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. So, it's a meta thing. It's a meta thing, this is not a meta episode. No. But I really loved that you busted out with 74th. The 74th of July.
Yeah.
May 74th be with you. And yeah. I was like, it occurred to me, I was like, oh, that's because Jason is genius.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's the best example of your genius. I think that was moderately funny and good job. But for some reason, it reminded me that you were a genius. And then well, I went you. Off on this whole thing about you're a fucking genius. Hey, are you a Mensa member?
I was Please. About to – see, we're on the same fucking page. I was about to say I applied to Mensa and I told them, listen to episode 74 about minute three or so.
And it's not like, recorded yet.
They'll say, yeah, it's not recorded yet. I said, just – and they're like, we get it. And so, yeah, they said you're not in the Mensa, and I said why, and I was like because you didn't test in our range, and I like did I fail? And they're like, no, you were above. We only take people from an IQ level of 130 to 180, and I hit 181. I cheated.
Look, I'm at least half that, dude. You know,
I do every once in a while.
I'm working it. My IQ is like. The little brain engine that couldn't.
No, listen, seriously, I mean, as long as we're blowing each other here on the 4th of July episode, because blow up, firecrackers,
got it,
dawn's early light, and, all that crap. You if you were to sit down and take the same tests that I took, you probably score the same as I do, and also your creativity, because I think a lot of people will point out that nowadays, you know, taking a test where you say, well, this black square looks like that black square. If you turn it upside down, who fucking cares if that means, if you can figure that out? You're a genius. Hooray. Whenever we need to learn about inside out black squares, we'll call you. But you, Joe, with your...
Hooray. Hooray!
with your...
You're just straight up fucking undermining the entire task. Well, like, the entire evaluation, you're like, yeah... Bullshit. Who gives a shit?
Well, that's what it comes down to.
Okay.
So, no, I'm here. Let's.
I like the mythology in our family, and that's actually kind of
that's the best
something that
it.
I wanted to address.
Yeah.
Is that there's a mythology in our family that you are a genius.
Yeah.
Now, our family has a lot of smart people.
Yeah, it does.
Our listener will remember, Ian, that my father's. He's a really smart guy. I think that very comes smart. Through when he's on the show. Like he's
absolutely.
A smart guy. Your dad is a very, very smart guy.
Yeah.
He's got a his sense of humor is special.
And it's
like
it's
as
very
in
refined.
Like the Special Olympics.
My dad's sense of humor is a wine that's been aging in a barrel, and you know, if you're not into wine, you'll still get drunk off my dad's jokes. If you drink enough of them or something. I don't know where that analogy is going.
No. Sorry, I was lighting a cigarette, so I wanted to keep this momentum going. I'm telling you, there's a mythology in the family that you are a genius. I don't think it's a mythology. There's support for that claim. Enough. And my dad's funny because he's like, yeah, Jason's a genius. Fucking weirdo.
They're gonna go hand in hand. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's
and
not
I,
like
I said, and I've told Dad. I'm like, well, now I've gotten to know him, and this isn't a myth. This is my point.
Yeah,
it's no longer a myth. Like I've been doing this show with you for quite a long time now. I guess. I mean,
74 goddamn episodes. 75.
Yeah, like
if you count
a
the
year
one
and a half,
up.
Right?
Yeah.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Well. I'm convinced that you are a genius, and I'm also convinced now that I'm convinced that I know a genius.
Yeah.
That geniuses are, and I'm using you as the example of a genius. It's like there's, it's not like they're like you can't communicate with a genius. I think there's a stigma that goes along with being a genius. And I don't think it's fair. Like,
it's a stigmata if you want to know the truth.
You can talk to a genius.
Yeah.
You can talk to that. You're a human being, Jason.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
If like, you cut me, you will I bleed?
Human experiences. It's not like you sit around and listen to everybody around you talk and go, oh, I'm fucking surrounded by idiots. I need to get the fuck out of here.
No.
I need to play chess with a robot right now. Like, that's not how geniuses work.
No.
You're a fucking human being. And, by the way, you're not a douchebag about how smart you are.
Thank you.
I was talking to Shags about that. We're like, she actually, completely unprompted, was like, Jason's a genius, right? This is before I even brought it up. She was like, he's a genius, right? Isn't that what geniuses do? Like, the way that he talks and stuff? And I said, yes! I was like, yeah, that's totally how geniuses sound, because Jason is a genius. And she was like, but he's just some dude. Like, that's cool. And
yeah.
I was like, yes! Geniuses are human beings.
They are. Yes.
I don't want to be... I don't want to discriminate against geniuses. And the fact that I'm on a show and I run a show.
You run a show.
With my cousin,
yeah.
Who is a genius. Now, who I would like to, you know, be a little bit politically incorrect toward and be offensive about is midgets.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You want to be politically incorrect towards and offensive about
midgets? That's what I was leading midgets? Up to this.
Midgets? Or do you want me midgets. To be offensive to midgets?
Well, you're a genius, so clearly, like, you can throw down some, like, real, ooh.
Well,
I mean, if you wanted to make a joke about a midget, we would have to study it. Like,
here,
college students would have to read about it.
Well, let's
if
just...
If you were to make a joke about a midget.
I'm not going to... I don't know
midgets, if... Midgets... I've said midget already, like,
midget,
10 times.
Midget. And, midget?
Yes.
Midget.
By the way, oh... Remember, we're not supposed to say the word midget.
No, but
so
we are.
Don't say midget when you think midget. Don't say midget
because
the word midget is not a word that we're supposed to say.
Well,
midget
is not. Here's the thing. I'm right now as we're talking. I'm watching the waveform on Audacity, and there is a distinct waveform for the word midget when you say it and when I say it. I mean,
welcome to my world.
Yeah, that's
See,
your word.
I'm not a genius, but I look at our waveform. Our wame?
Well, you're wame.
I was picking my nose. Sorry. Clearly, I'm not a genius. But, dude, I look at our waveforms so often. Like, if you were to give me a pop quiz, like, with waveforms, and you were like, what is
that's
this?
What I'm gonna
I'd
do.
Be like, that's the word fuck.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, correct.
Correct.
And you'd be like, how about this? And I'd be like, clearly. That is the word shit.
Yeah.
Now, pop quiz, you would know absolutely the word midget.
I would.
Because you're watching these waveforms and you're like, wow, that's what the word midget looks like?
Yep.
Yes, that's what the fucking word
midget. Here's the only thing I can say about midgets in terms of being a genius. You and I are cousins. We're from different mothers but the same grandmother, right? And that grandmother was married
Thanks
to –
Thanks for bringing that up.
It's relevant because that grandmother was – she produced offspring through our grandfather. And our grandfather had when he was married to his second wife, had a dog, a chihuahua named Midget. And he also had a daughter and she had a canary or a budgie or one of those, parakeet I think it was. And it – couldn't talk, but every once in a while it would like say something it had heard 3,000 times. And what it had heard 3,000 times was our step grandma, we just called her grandma, yelling at that chihuahua
Betty.
Saying midget, Betty. Yeah, and she's a lovely person. And she would yell at the dog because the dog would bark all the fucking time. And she would say midget, and then the bird would be like midget, midget, wow, midget, midget. And that's whenever you say midget, Joe. It's not that
Can
I think
you say
of,
that again, like that entire thing.
Sure,
again?
Sure. Midget, midget, wow. Whenever you say midget, I don't think of a short person or a little people or a dwarf or a, you know, all those names. I think of
an
a canary.
LP.
Yeah, I think of a canary going midget. What?
Well,
and so there
and
you go.
And again, with all of your genius surrounding us,
yeah, it's
penetrating
it's,
us.
It's sort of like a.
You
sort
still
of,
are saying the word midget.
Yeah,
and. Look, genius does not – it doesn't translate into wisdom, does it?
Well, fuck no. God, no. No, no. As many beers and lemon bars and masturbation sessions that I experience in a daytime, wisdom is not something that I ever can even pretend to be
Oh, shit. And now we come back to what I was going to say. Wow. Like 20 minutes ago.
Dude, you nailed it because we've been talking for 19 minutes and 58 seconds. Well done, sir. Your sense of time. Yeah.
Great. You know, look, I have a high EQ.
You do have an high EQ. You do. Which is lower in the alphabet than I, so it's more important.
Right. Yeah. Again, your genius comes flowing forth.
Hey, just and on a side note, speaking of letters of the alphabet, would you say that you are able to recognize, like if you were shown somebody's ass and nothing else, would you be able to recognize who that was? You'd be like, okay, I know that ass. That's so-and-so's ass. Would you be able to do that?
Depends. If it were a bunch of women that I've had sex with, yeah, then I would say no.
No? Okay.
Because they all seem to look the same to me, except for my wife's ass, which is like this shining beacon.
Right. A shining beacon. It's Joe is lost at sea, and he sees a glow way off in the distance, and that's Pauline's ass just pulsing with light. And he's like, okay. No, that means your AQ is really high. This is a true story. I'm not making this up.
AQ?
Yeah, AQ. That's the best one. Like, AQ is the most important.
Very good.
And then eventually you get to EQ, which is very important. And then at the end is IQ. There's also GQ. Anyway, my point is...
Because people with high IQ, that could be like Ted Bundy. Like, who gives
absolutely,
a shit?
Absolutely, yeah. Who gives a shit? He'll kill people. That, yeah, probably don't.
That's part of what I'm trying to put forth here, what I'm trying to announce, what I'm trying to declare, is that genius, it's great. I think it works good for you because I think you also are just a good person.
Thank you.
But some people are geniuses and they're terrible, evil assholes, but they're still geniuses. Yeah. So one point that I want to put forth is that genius is a bonus and it's great. And for someone like, you know, Jason Mark, it really works to your benefit because, like, you're a good person, you're a funny person. Part of your intellect is the funny, but that's not the whole thing. By the way, your genius is not exactly why you're funny. Like, you have you have a high EQ, like we were talking about.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Because of your high EQ and your high IQ, it works together. And then you have a high AQ, and then all of a sudden you're jerking off to porn, which is great.
Can I tell you an AQ story? And this is a true story. I'm not making this up. Sure. I was looking at porn one day and flipping through random pictures, and there was a picture of an unclad lady. She was on her back, but her legs were up in the air, and there was no context for this. Like, it wasn't like this was part of a series of pictures. It was just a random one. Her legs were slightly parted, so I couldn't see her face and I couldn't see the rest of her body. All I could see was her ass and her legs, and I zoomed in on her asshole, right? And I'm not making this up, Joe. I recognized that asshole. I was like, that's so-and-so's asshole.
What?
And so I Google searched the image to see what part of a pictorial. Sure enough, it was the same asshole. It was a picture that was with a bunch of other pictures of this person, and I knew who it was. I mean, I was right. I recognized her asshole, Joe. There was a particular little texture on the left side. I'm not making this up. I recognized her asshole.
I'm really struggling with this. You recognize someone's asshole upon zooming in?
I didn't have to zoom in. I just zoomed in to make sure I was right. The truth of the matter it was immediate, too. It wasn't like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Is it the shoes? No. Is it the blankets? No, it's – no, and it was like click, 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 boom. I know that asshole. Google search. Yep, it's her.
You mean – okay.
Okay. Should we move on? You know, we spent 24 minutes.
Jason, no, okay,
go ahead. Sorry.
There's no fucking way you're getting away with this. Like, I need to understand this. You say – you understood right away without zooming in.
Yeah.
You recognize someone's asshole. You mean a porn star's asshole?
Yeah, she's actually, I don't think I've ever done or films.
Or a friend of yours.
No, not a friend. No, no, no. That would good. Be.
Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Okay.
You just recognized a porn star's asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I don't think she's done films.
Can we name but... the, can we name the,
yeah, look her up. Her name is, I think it's.
No, I'm saying porn star's asshole is a pretty good name.
Yeah. I'll tell you the name
just
of this person.
Have it as a candidate.
Porn star asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so you did, and then you zoomed in, and then you were like, "Yep, that's the asshole."
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I'm impressed. I also want to say, again, everybody listening, Ian, that's not genius.
No,
that's just Jason being a human being.
Pretty much. Yeah.
He's being a human being. You don't need to be a genius, a Jason-ness genius, to understand, like, who I see that asshole and I recognize it. That asshole. And then you zoomed in, you're like, yep, that's the asshole.
Yep.
I know exactly that asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened.
So this segment is brought to you by Interscope Records. Actually. Featuring Davenport, Iowa's premier emo band, Wept, with their debut album, Pussy Wept. Interscope Records.
That's
right,
good.
Let's get back into this.
Should we do? We might as well do it. This episode is also brought to you by Larco's new hot dog flavored ketchup. Now everything can taste like the 4th of July, everything you put ketchup on, Larco's hot dog flavored ketchup, and Toupe Eagle's technically legal fireworks. You take care of the jurisdiction and licensing, we'll take care of the fun. Toupe Eagle's technically legal fireworks. JBC is also underwritten by a grant from the A. Grande Foundation, providing hospice care to Tamagotchi, Digimon, and other electronic pocket pets.
Hey, this hilarious conversation is brought to you by Interscope Records, presenting the Nova Scotia's... Oh, shit, I fucked it up. Let me start over. Mm-hmm. This hilarious conversation is brought to you by Interscope Records, presenting Nova Scotia's most popular emo band, Wept. Pick up Wept's sophomore album, North, South, East, and Wept.
That's hilarious. I'm actually looking that up, and you can hear it, me typing it into my Yeti. Joe, we haven't talked about the 4th of July, and we're not going to. Well, we will, but I wanted to say that on this day in history, I'm not making this up, this is the truth. On this day, what's today, July 2nd? On July 2nd, exactly 74 years ago, America bombed the shit out of Budapest. Okay, it's 1944.
Why?
Because the Germans occupied it, and we want those fuckers to know we're not going to take, you know, Heil anybody for an answer. So we bombed the shit out of Budapest. Not only did we drop mines in their river, but we also dropped leaflets saying, hey, if you don't fess up to sending off some folks to some gulags, we about to rip you a new one, a new recognizable one. And so that happened on this day exactly 74 years ago. I just want to tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah.
This politically offensive podcast is brought to you by Interscope Records, bringing you Ireland's top 40 emo band, Wept. Go out and buy Wept's newest album, Slippery When Wept.
You know what else happened on this day not 74 years ago? In 1776, In 1776, Congress voted for independence. Now, that's not such a huge revelation because we declared independence 2 days later, right? I mean, whatever. But in 1982, Chevrolet built their 1 millionth Corvette, okay? And this one's lame. On this day in 1863, fighting continued at the Battle of Gettysburg. Well, it's like, okay, so fighting continued. Thanks. That's
a milestone somehow?
Apparently.
Like, that's
apparently. Here, I'm just going to keep doing this until you...
No, look, I'm into it, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing this until you keep riffing on what I say. I'll tell you something in history and you riff. Okay, so on this day in 1881, President Garfield was shot. He got shot on July 2nd. That's a hell of a thing to shoot the president 2 days before Independence Day.
Did he get shot on a Monday? Was he eating lasagna? Because Garfield doesn't like Mondays.
No,
but
he
loves lasagna. Yeah. Was he shot?
He was
on a Monday.
I can look up what day of the week, July 2nd, 1881.
Man, that's my fucking excuse for riffing on what you just said. Welcome, everyone. Arguments for cancellation. No. Seriously, that was really bad, you know?
Also because it was
a Saturday. You deserve a better co-host than this. You said Garfield, and I started making cartoon cat jokes. It's fucked up, man. It's not
well,
cool.
Maybe that's why on this day in 1937, Amelia Earhart, who had somehow listened to an advanced copy of episode 74 of Just Be Cousins, she disappeared on this day. How about that? But you know what?
Wow, that's
exactly
really
60 years later, that fucker, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, said, I don't care about Amelia Earhart. I'm premiering Men in Black. So if you don't like it, you know, lick
my testes. Same
day? Yeah. Exactly 60 years later.
Well, you know what? What if there were fumes, flammable fumes in the plane? Amelia Earhart's plane.
Yeah. There probably
and then
were.
She farted.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's just even more gas.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that was the tipping point. There was like enough gas. There wasn't enough to be like...
flammable.
Yeah. And then she added just that little bit of methane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she went down. And that's too bad.
And she died.
For Amelia Earhart.
Another fart killed. But on the other hand, she would not be as famous now as she is. She wouldn't be as famous. What I'm saying is the fart immortalized her.
Jason, how dare you just nonchalantly step over my joke? Amelia Earhart.
I stepped on it because I didn't get it. So much from me being
a
fucking
genius.
No, you
stepped over it. You didn't even fucking hear it.
I didn't because I'm stupid.
Genius.
I'm not a genius. You know what else? Sort of on that same Amelia Earhart airplanes, 1977, Gonna Fly Now. The theme from Rocky is the number one song on the U.S. pop charts. You know that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gonna fly now. With the trumpet going on there.
Okay, yeah. So this was I'm sorry, but I have to jump to this, bringing it into the room. Like, this is the here and now.
Yeah.
The here and now, which is, you know, we've been doing themes.
Yeah.
It's not an argument for cancellation, but man, the last episode was funny. What were we talking about? Last episode.
Hey, while you're talking about that, I'm going to tell people that Joe did a fucking awesome job of remastering the last episode. So if you heard it and like you're like, this episode sounds like shit, listen to it again after I post it, because Joe worked tits off making it sound good.
Well, thank you, Jason.
I mean, talk about genius. Holy shit, dude. You should not be a Taco Bell manager. You should be in Hollywood. You should be hanging out with Cardi B, you know, and remixing Kesha's next album.
Very good. You're so hip.
Tesla.
Listen, what I'm saying is the last episode was really funny, but the audio was difficult.
Yeah.
And so if you heard that, and I'm talking to our listener, Ian.
Yeah.
If you heard it. Maybe you heard some of the good jokes, or like the banter was okay, and some of the B&W, we say B&W, it's bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles,
you know, the ads, the arguments for cancellation,
right?
All that stuff was there, but the audio was so terrible that, like Jason said, I had to go in and just like kind of reconfigure it, and now it sounds much better. I think. I think it's a better representation of that show.
Abso-goddamn-it-lutely.
And now this show, I would like to celebrate
Celebrate.
The fact, really, I would like to celebrate the fact that Jason has a Yeti. He has a Yeti. He has a new microphone. How do you feel about it right now, Jason?
That's how I feel about it.
Does it feel good? Does it feel weird to actually speak into a microphone as opposed to a headset? Like, how you doing with the Yeti?
I'm doing good. My number one concern is that people can't hear me nose breathe, because I finally realized after a year and a half, after 73 fucking episodes, that when I speak, after I'm done with a word, I then exhale, and usually through my nose. So I'd be like, here, I'm going to get close to do this. I'd be like, so, Joe, that's why I have no penis. And I can't hear it, but apparently everyone else in the world can. So it's one of those things where people sometimes brag about being able to function with less. Like some you'll hear some asshole go like, oh, I only need 4 hours of sleep a night, right? And all I can think is, just think of all the fucking awesome things you could do if you actually slept 8 hours. And so somebody was saying to me, you know, your nose is loud. I'm like, yeah, well, we still got 14 listeners last week. And they're like, yeah, well, think how many you would keep if your nose wasn't a thing that existed. And I'm like, oh, you're right. So I finally just broke down and snatched a Yeti off the shelves there and hooked it up and spent pretty much the whole day trying to get it figured out. And I don't know if we even have. But, yeah, Joe, you're right. I got a Yeti.
You know what? I think you sound wonderful. And everybody knows that listens to the show, Ian. We know that Shags has a Yeti.
She does.
And listen to how she comes in. It's not just her style.
That's not fair, though, Joe. You could put Shags in a tin room with a old baked beans can and a piece of string, and hook the other end up to some sort of like 1948 Moog, you know, telescopic piece of crap recording tape. I don't know what I'm saying. And you'd listen to it going, that sounds good.
And you'd be like, oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what, yeah. Okay.
And she loves that. You know, you pay her a lot of compliments, and so do I.
Well, I think it goes like that, right? You pay me compliments. I pay Shags compliments. And, dude, when you're not around, the way she talks about you, Actually, she says that about your wife, but your wife talks about you. It's not a triangle. It's a foursome. No, it's like a square. It's a rhombus. It's a love rhombus. We got a love rhombus going on here.
We do. We have a love rhombus.
Yeah, we got a love rhombus.
Yeah. And now, I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to call this episode Love Rhombus. Okay, go ahead.
That's pretty good, unless we come up with something better. Yeah. You know how it goes.
I know how it goes.
You know how it goes. I was hanging out with these people. I was like, all right, it's Monday. Oh, shit, I'm coming back to what I was about to say.
Excellent.
At the beginning of the show. what minute are we at?
37 and a half.
Oh, okay. God, shit. I was thinking, man, maybe we're at the end of the show.
Nah.
And now I've finally come back to what I wanted to say. But it's not. It's not the end of the show. It's only taken me 37 minutes to get to this.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Okay? Very good.
I think that... Oh, my God, I lost it.
You were so happy that you got it that you lost it. That is so... You know, that is...
The least I can do is be... The least I can do is be totally transparent.
You know what you fell down, Joe?
It's a black metaphorical.
That's what you fell down.
JBC, motherfucker.
You like... Hey, do you like those buttons? I gave them to you for Father's Day. Are you into it?
That's how much I like them.
Witch is up, ding-a-ling's down.
Witch is up, ding-a-ling's down. That's right.
Okay, so... Man,
what was your point?
Okay, here it goes again. This is all tangential.
It is.
Because you're a genius, maybe you can tie this all together. Maybe.
Yeah, I can. Absolutely.
This is really fucking scattered, man.
No, it's good. All right.
I think that the buttons that I give you.
Yeah.
I hope that you have fun with that, and that's fine. I
absolutely but, do.
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah.
I play that one when we're not recording. I just play it.
And at
it's Shags my ringtone.
Shags is like, don't you actually just do the buttons sometimes? Like if Jason doesn't hit it when you want it? And it's true because like I'll hope that you'll hit this button.
Oh!
Maybe that one, yeah.
Yeah, that one. And so I'll do the button if I feel it's appropriate, just with my voice. I'll be like, oh! I'll just do it. Or I'll be place an energy band
over your mouth. You like that, yeah.
That's a good button too.
Yeah.
And I'll scream fuck you, Joey, or whatever.
Fuck you, Joey.
Wow, that was good. You sounded exactly like the button.
Fuck you, Jason.
Fuck you, Jason.
There we go.
There you go. That's also my ringtone. I have two ringtones.
And
one is my text message alert.
I'm trailing way off here, but this is kind of funny. Like, I talk to my – I'm in, like, serious conversations with my father.
Yeah.
And it's clear that he listens to the podcast because all of a sudden I'll say something – like, we'll be in a conversation and I'll say something that he finds preposterous. And he will actually say really well. Like, he'll do it just right. He'll be like, fuck you, Joey. Like, he'll – he says that to me in conversation.
Yeah.
This is me and my father. And he looks right at me. It's kind of cool because that's our podcast.
Yeah.
So my dad is like referring to our podcast, and yet he's also saying, fuck you, Joey, and he means it. So it's weird.
That is kind of cool, though. I mean, why not?
Okay.
Right?
Look. This happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to find – at the beginning of the show, I had a point that I wanted to make.
Okay.
And
– was it about the 4th of July?
Dancing and dancing around and one tangent to the next and like circumstance it's like psychosis. Like there's delusions. There's tangential thought. And it never wraps back into the point. Like, you can't – it's like mania. It's mental illness is what I'm trying to say. And I had something at the beginning of the show, Jason,
that I wanted to say.
And I can't get back to it. And I'm relying on your genius.
Uh-oh. No, we went back once. All I remember was I said something about the 74th of July and may the 74th be with you. And you said, oh, yeah. And then I thought you said something about being a genius. And then are you saying that's not what your original thought was? Or
No. That is connected. I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
If by the end of the show I can actually wrap this back to the statement that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Look, this is not good radio.
It's really
good radio.
Luckily,
this isn't radio at all.
Well, there you go. But it is good radio. I mean, this is what the fan tunes in for, hearing us fuck up.
Because
it reinforces, it reaffirms and reinforces his original ideas that we are fuck ups. So he checks in and goes, okay, these guys still fucking up? And then we're like not talking about the theme for 45 goddamn minutes. And he's like, yep, they're still fucking
up. We never had a theme.
Yeah, we did. It's the 4th of goddamn it July. Dude, the image.
It's Independence Day.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me work this out.
Yeah.
This is it's Independence Day.
Yeah.
It's also coming right up as Pride, right?
I think Pride already went by. We're done with Pride.
Oh shit! Pride is already gone.
I think so. We don't have to be proud anymore, right? We only have to be proud for a week. Let me like Pride Week. I'm Googling it. It says, Yeah, I think it's in June, dude. You missed the Pride. And you even at the beginning of the show said we were gay, which is true. And you don't even
know. Well, because I thought it was here. Look, I'm heterosexual. Oh, man. I'm never going to hear the end of this.
No, I hope you don't.
Wait, so we can't celebrate independence gay?
Yeah, that's a... We can't.
That's all
we
I
can,
wanted to do.
We can celebrate Independence Gay because there's Pride Week, you know, and it's like Black History Month or Christmas. It's a day to, you know, recognize
did
and
you
show...
Did you wonder why I was all about America and gayness at the beginning of the show?
I honestly just thought...
But as a straight... Look, I am a white, privileged, cisgendered... Like, all my penis does is stand attention to vagina.
Yeah.
That's all it can do. I don't understand, you know, what it feels like.
What feels
dudes.
Like?
I didn't know what to say next, but then I said that. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean,
What I'm saying is, I thought it was Pride Week. Now, listen, this is why. Because my barber and chief... She says, listen, I'm a fucking barber. I don't run a salon. I don't, you know, I don't have a fucking, she doesn't do nails. Yeah. Like, she's a barber. She has, like, you know, the, what is it called? She even has this outside. The swirly thing. Like
yeah, the bandage thing. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
The swirly bandage thing.
She has that.
Yeah.
She does hot towel fucking straight razor shaves. Like this, she is like the most, she's the best butch dyke ever.
Yeah.
She runs a barber shop and she fucking means it. And I haven't had anyone cut my hair or shave my beard other than this person for the last fucking 5 years. Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and pimp her shop.
Go ahead.
Okay?
I think it's great that you fly there every, once a month to get your...
Yeah, because I live in Iowa, okay?
Yeah.
This place is in San Diego. So I fly down because I don't trust myself, like, with the lines of my beard. Mm-hmm. You know me. I have a beard, right?
You do. Yeah, you got one.
And I need someone to, like, train the lines, like, get them down... Trim the beard, and I want fucking hot towel on my face.
Yeah.
Straight razor.
Yeah.
This woman. So her establishment is called Dinks.
Dinks. Okay. I'm writing it down.
And it's just top notch. That's why I fly to San Diego.
Yes.
To do. And by the way,
yeah,
she's talking about Pride. She is a lesbian. Hardcore. She is the butchest of all. Love her.
Yeah.
Butchest. She is married to another butch.
Wow.
You
okay,
think
that's
how butch she is.
Yeah, that's...
She's not even marrying a femme. She married a butch.
Yeah.
Because she's double butch. She's
double butch.
She's ready to go. She rides a fucking motorcycle. If you need housework done, like... What I'm saying is, if your house needs to be renovated,
yeah,
it's not her job to do that. She's just so fucking manly that she will do drywall.
Yeah,
like she didn't fuck around.
She's not manly. She's butchly. Because I'm a man and I won't do any fucking drywall. You're a man and you don't do fucking drywall.
Actually, I did do drywall when I fell through the ceiling. Remember that story?
That's true, and you fell through the ceiling. And what did you do not too long after that? You ate pussy, just like a lesbian. So, Joe, let's face it.
Stop it! I did the fucking drywall.
Yes, you did, and you performed cunnilingus on your wife. That makes you a lesbian, which is the only reason why you were able to do the drywall. This is what I'm saying. You don't have to be gay to be good at home renovation, but goddamn it sure as fuck helps.
Genius.
Yeah. Is that what you wanted to talk about at the beginning of the show? Your barber?
I don't think we're ever going to get there. Everyone's, you know what, though? There really was something that I was trying to say that I thought would be funny.
Well,
we almost get there over and over again, and we're never going to get there. The fact that maybe we're going to get there right now. Listen.
10 minutes. Better do it.
Okay, 10 minutes. We have... okay, all the themes that we've been doing lately, all right, this is episode 74.
Yeah.
73, tell me what the theme was that for that, 73.
Plan the shows for the next several shows.
Right, and that fucked me up because it was a – the theme was a meta theme.
Yeah.
And you can say that sentence and mean two different things depending on what you're trying to say.
You know what? You're actually right.
Wait, the theme is a meta theme? And then this actually happened on the last episode. You were like, yes, it's a meta theme. And I'm like, so the theme is meta? It was – and you're like, yes. The theme is meta.
Yeah.
It was like fucking Who's On First.
Exactly.
It was terrible. Because the fact is, it was a theme about themes.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that. So a theme about themes is a meta theme. Okay. Yeah. So that was our last theme. The theme before that, I think, was...
meta.
Can you tell me that?
It was a meta show.
Wait. The last theme was a meta theme because it was a theme about themes.
Yeah.
The theme before that, what was the previous episode? What were we talking about then?
Before the meta theme? Let's do numbers. Yeah. So
73 was a meta theme.
Yeah. But it was supposed to be about...
I can confidently say that. The theme before that was...
knee-deep in a bathtub of full dads.
Oh, it was dad. It was dads. Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Dads. Okay, theme before that.
Books.
Books.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, and the theme before that. I'm sorry, but...
Movies.
What about, like, didn't we have... I really liked this. We had a clean episode.
Yep, that was episode 68.
Okay. It was clean, and yet it totally wasn't. But
right.
Then I spent 15 hours cleaning it up.
JBC,
and then we had...
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the episode after that was so we could just get it off our chest. It was just... It was about being raunchy.
It was full raunch.
Straight
up
raunch.
Yeah.
Full raunch. That's what it was called.
Yeah. Okay. It was raunch-flavored Doritos is what it was. Yeah.
Cool Ranch.
It was Cool Ranch. Doritos.
Yeah. Well, so we have all these. This is cool, Jason, because every once in a while we have what's called a bareback episode, Bareback Mountain.
Yeah.
Not that we're incestuous or gay.
You don't have to be incestuous or gay to have sex with your same-gendered cousin. Let's just be clear.
Or we're both cowboys and we have sex with each other. Anyway,
that,
Bareback
yeah.
Mountain. That's when we have
yeah.
here. Can you explain to Ian what Bareback Mountain means? Like what? When do we do that? When does that appear?
Okay, bareback is a euphemism for sex without a condom, usually mm-hmm. between two men, right? Mm-hmm. And so
is it?
Yeah, and so you used bareback in the idea of that we are going in unprepared, unprotected. We don't have anything prepared in advance. We don't have Larco doesn't provide us with an ad. The sponsors that Joey courts have not provided anything. We don't have any bells and whistles.
Right.
We're going in unprotected bareback.
Bareback.
And for the record, bareback is. It's a term that's used to describe something, and when I use it, I reserve – there's no judgment. Like if two people are going to have sex and that's the decision to make, that is their decision. I have no place saying good or bad or anything. That's them. That's like commenting on somebody's choice of, peanut butter, like whatever you like. It's has nothing to do with me. So we don't use bareback to be derogatory in the least, and nor do we do it to be proud. We use bareback in the sense of just to describe a thing, and that's it.
Right. And what I'm saying is today, and I explicitly, I was like, Jason, I have nothing. We've done a lot of themes. That's why I brought up all these themes, because we've been very theme heavy. We've had a lot of B&W.
Yep.
In... That's bells and whistles. So all these themes, all these guests, and guests that backed out over and over again. And shame on you. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Anyway, there's been a lot of just JBC effort. And when there's too much, I ask a lot of times, you'll notice this, I will ask you. Yeah. Sometimes I'll beg you for a bareback episode. Yeah. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
And that's why
this
it's
is a bareback episode. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
We're still not coming back to what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, I thought that was it. I thought it was a whole like the Independence Gay, bareback, Pride Week gay sex, and not to mention the
I
fact
like
that,
how you're trying to bring me back. Know what? There really was something I wanted to talk about at the beginning. I don't think we're gonna get there. It'll be a fucking miracle.
Well,
let's
you know,
keep talking.
We'll just keep talking. Just we got five talking. More minutes. Yeah.
Where are we at minute wise?
We have four to go.
Maybe if I loosen my mind. Remember the Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Big Lebowski would, you know, he was this like armchair bullshit. Really
genius.
Funny movie.
Yeah.
no, he was an investigator, I guess. He was investigating a crime that was committed to
He's
upon
wrong.
Him.
Yeah.
I guess. And though I loved it when he said this, and I always remember this, and this is how I feel right now, except I don't have a white Russian. He said, listen, this case is complicated, and I need a certain regimen of drugs and alcohol to keep my mind limber. And that was him trying to solve the case. He needed a certain amount of drugs and alcohol so his mind could be open enough to solve the case.
Okay.
Now, the case, in this case, is our show. I had something I wanted to say at the beginning of the show. I've had a couple of glasses of wine, but my mind is not limber enough to get back. We can't solve the case.
Well, let's just distract ourselves from it. Like you said, we got now 3 minutes left. Let's just... You talked about this being a bareback episode, which means that we haven't prepared anything.
That's right.
But I don't know if you and I agree that bareback means also themeless, because I thought we would not have anything prepared, but we would talk about the 4th of July in as much as we needed something to spark a conversation, which clearly didn't, because as soon as we got going – and this happened last week, too. I thought we were going to talk about a thing, but Joe was off to the races. He was on the back of that horse. He was beating it with that stick that they use. He was dressed in those really weird satin clothes. He was a very tiny man. He had on
I eventually punched a horse.
You were always... It's one thing I like about you, Joe. If anybody brings up prostitutes or the equine side of the animal kingdom, you always find a way to conflate them, and I really like that. I do.
That whores and horse sounds a lot alike, so I try to bring that together a little
bit
in conversation.
Because we've been talking about...
Because if you tell me that you've punched a whores, I'll tell you that that's grammatically incorrect.
Right.
You've punched some horses.
Yeah.
You didn't punch a whores.
No.
Oh, wait, no, you punched several whores. Sorry.
Right.
And this is not bringing – this is – you know what? You're a genius, but you're not fucking Perot.
I don't know what that means. That's how much of a genius I'm not.
Perot is like a – he's a character. Come on. He's the guy – he's Agatha Christie. He's the
– Oh, yeah. Hercule Poirot. Okay. I thought you were talking about
Thank
Ross
you.
Perot, the presidential candidate.
Poirot. Sorry. Yeah. I said Perot.
No, that's okay. Whoa. You probably said it right. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I've never read Agatha Christie. I never even met her. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know what she eats for lunch. I don't know if she celebrates the 4th of July. I mean, she's British and she's dead, so probably not, but I don't know.
This episode brought to you by J.C. Panis, the most holy genitals that you've ever seen.
J.C. Panis. True story. Not even going to make it up. I'm 100% here. Today, as I was putting a night diaper on my son, he said, "My butthole hurts." And before I could get the full laugh off, my wife said to him, "Did you know that it's actually called an anus? Say anus." And my 2.5-year-old went, "Anus." And I'm pretty much dedicated to the proposition that he should say that all the time, every day, for the rest of his toddlerhood. Because when you hear a 2.5-year-old say, "anus," there's no way you can't be happy.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get to the bottom of this. But this episode is brought to you by Depends. Does your asshole hurt? Depends.
It depends. So did we learn anything today, Joe? I don't think so. I think I'm going to go on mute and type up the show notes.
Good.
Yeah.
That is your job.
That's my job. Oh, hey, real quick. Sorry. Completely forgot to bring this up. I can't record next Monday. Can we do next Wednesday? Is that going to work for you? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I got some people coming in from out of town, and I don't think they would appreciate me, you know, shouting, "pussy," at 11 o'clock at night, which is, you know, what I do, apparently, according to my wife and my son. Anus. Anyway, good night, Joe. Great talking to you. Ian, thanks for listening if you did, and if you didn't, well, then you didn't hear me thank you, so I guess it's good. Good night.
Good evening. Figure out what I was going to talk about, and then I'll talk about it on the next show. Unfortunately. Have you adjusted to your microphone, Yeti?